Yerushalmi, Perek Dal, Halacha Dalet. Hamedah Bezesim, a person is cutting off wood from an olive tree. And we'll learn the Tikkunis to understand this. We'll learn that way. The person is cutting wood from an olive tree. So really, we'll learn that he has Kavana, he just wants to get the wood off the tree. He's not trying to make the ground underneath it be better able to grow. But in fact, that's what's going to happen, is that if he cuts away some of the branches or some of the actual trees, then potentially there might be space underneath it for other things to grow better. So in a certain way, it's helping out the ground or helping out the trees. So the Mishnah says, "Amedah b'zeisim," someone is cutting away these pieces of an olive tree. Beishamen armen yigim. Beishamen says that he can cut the tree down, all down to the ground, but not all the way down to the point that he exposes the earth. The point being that this way, it'll be obvious that he's not trying to help things grow better because he didn't cut down to the earth. There's still a stump on the bottom that's not letting things grow. Basil, I'm Yisharish. Basil says it's okay even if he uproots the stump, because since his goal is for the wood of it, that's how we learn. Therefore, it's mutter to do it. Moitin the machlit. And they still agrees that if you machlik, if you are cutting away so many that you're making a smooth space, you're making a big empty space. Well, Mishnah's going to explain what that means in a second. Then achiga, that you cannot cut down, you cannot be misharish, you can't pull out the roots. You have to leave the stump behind. Ve'ezeh hu'amedel. How do I know if I'm being medel or I'm being machlik? So medel is echad hashnayim. If you take out one or two pieces, but I'm machlik. Is Shlisha. Zebetzadze, three right next to each other. Excuse me, and therefore, you're making this big empty space, and that's what's also because it looks like you're preparing the land for growth. The Mather on Murbetoshla, this whole din is talking about when it's in your field. But if a person is cutting away the trees in his friend's field, where no one thinks that he's trying to just prepare the lands for growing better, then even by machlik, you could be, according to Basil, you could be b'sharish, because you're not, no one's going to think that you're trying to make the land better. If a person chops off pieces of wood from an olive tree, so lo yechatir ba'ofer, he shouldn't cover over the space that he cut the cut in the branch on the tree part of it. He shouldn't cover it with dirt. Avu machaser ba'avonim because he could cut it with stones or with straw. And the difference is that if he covers it with dirt, that will help the tree grow better. That you're not allowed to do in trees. But if you cover it with rocks and straw, it just protects it from getting more ruined, but it doesn't help it grow brighter. And as we know, on Shuyas, you're allowed to do certain melachos rabbanon. Most melachos rabbanon, that they're just, if you're doing it just to protect what you have, that's okay, as long as you're not doing it to get more, then that's why you have to do it with bavon or bakash, but not bavon. By the Hakurit states, Kurish Shikma, a person is cutting out beams from a Shikma, sycamore tree. So he's basically cutting down tree or parts of the tree to take off beams out of it, and it's going to grow back. The same rule as beforehand. You can't cover over the cut off spot with dirt, but rather you should do it with stones or straw. Even though we just said a second ago that you're allowed to cut off beams out of the sycamore tree, but not a basula shikma, it's a new shikma tree that had never been cut beforehand, and that mineshi avoided because that's considered. Even though you're doing it for the wood, still, you're making the tree grow better. And it's so significant, the way you're making the tree grow better, that very first time when you cut it, that's considered preparing the land, or preparing the tree to grow better. You're not allowed to do that on Shvi'is. Rabbi Huda Aimer, by Besul Shikma, you're not allowed to cut it in the regular way. Either you cut 10 tefachim off, start from 10 tefachim off the ground, so that would not be the typical way to cut the tree. Usually you cut it lower than 10 tefachim, or you cut it so low that it's down to the ground, and again, that's not the normal way you cut a basul shikma. Usually cut it someplace between nothing and 10 tefachim, someplace in that area. So if you do it in an unusual way, then it doesn't have the look of trying to make it go better, and that's why it's mutter. Now the Gemara says this, Hamei d'Bezesim. If a person is cutting away the wood from a Zayas tree, what does it mean to be made? Either he takes one branch, leaving two behind, or he takes two and leaves one behind. Time to be Rebbe. Rebbe says, if the person can take one and leave behind two, but he's not supposed to take away two and leave behind one. That's not considered meidah. In fact, the Gemara about Ninan, Hamachlik, Shlosha Zevet Zadzeh, it said in the Mishnah that Machlik means only when you take away three in a row. That is to say, Ha Meidah, but if Meidah means anything less than that. Machlik, you only consider it to be a machlik if you take away all three in a row. But if you take two, and even if you leave only one behind, that's still considered meidah. So why does Rebbe say that you're only going to take one and leave two when the Mishnah implies that you could take even two and leave one? That's okay. Rebbe says, Masnisen, meidah mikvar ketchila. Rebbe's talking, the Mishnah is talking about that, that this is the first time this is the first time that you're cutting the trees away, and therefore, if you take even two away, that's okay. When Rebbe said that you can only take away one and leave two behind, but made the mikvar, that the tree had already, you've already done this cutting before him, and this is already another time that you're coming back, so if you already cut it once before him, there's already an opening in the tree. So at this point, if you take two and leave one behind, that's already going to make a big opening. It's going to be right to be machlik, and that's why you can't just take two and leave one behind. And the Mishnah was talking about it never done before. The branches are very close together, and therefore, the branches are so close together that even if you take away two, it's not going to be a problem. Now the Gemara says like this: Eimat tzisnes or beishus kanim. A person has a bunch of reeds that are growing in his field, and you're not allowed to light a fire and burn them away. Because it's considered avoided, because it's getting rid of a certain amount of them by letting some of them be burnt up, the other ones are going to grow better, and it's what to do on trees. Rav Shimon Gamliel Matir, Rav Shimon Gamliel says you're allowed to do it. Why? And I see from the next case, the hand of Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Rav Shimon also would say, no, it's an Elon Srak, which is you're allowed to plant a tree that's an Elon Srak. An Elon Srak means a tree that doesn't bear fruit. The Rav Shimon Gamliel holds the malachas that you're not allowed to do on trees only apply to fruit-bearing trees, but not to trees that are just that are not fruit-bearing, and therefore he says you're allowed to plant it. And for the same reason, you're also allowed to do a kind of a pruning on the reeds, because they're not fruit-bearing, they're just non-fruit-bearing trees, and therefore he holds there are no malachas or shvias on those kind of things. That's not the din, but that's how Shimon will hold. He'll be passing on to Tanakama that there isn't Issa malacha on those things also. Like the Gemara says, V'ein malamed is a paro lachroish. You're not allowed to teach a paro to a plow. You're trying to teach your cow, you're practicing plowing with the cow. And it says that you're not really trying to plow, you just need something to work on. So you're not allowed to do that. Ela b'cholos, except in sand, because things don't grow in sand, they only grow in dirt. And therefore, if you want to teach it to plow, even though you don't have in mind to do plowing, it looks like you're plowing, so you can only do this practice in a place where nothing would go anyhow. You can even do the practice plowing in someone else's field, because people don't plow their friend's field, so everyone will realize you're just doing it for the training. But you have to just make sure that the rows of the plowing, the furrows that you make when you're plowing, should not be close to each other, because then someone will think, maybe he really is plowing. So you have to just make sure the furrows are not so close to each other, and that'll be clear enough to everybody that you're not trying to do plowing. Tony Abishal, I'm there. Abishal says, you're allowed to cut wood in a forest, the garment, mim horetz, and you're allowed to cut it down to the ground, leaving a little stump behind. You're allowed to use this, it means like a shovel, but somehow they use it for cutting trees, and you're not allowed to use that. That's the way you actually are supposed to cut, so you're not allowed to use to do that way. Right? There in Boykin, it says, you're not allowed to try out seeds, and you want to make sure the seeds are still viable. So you take a few out and you put them into the dirt. You now have to put them in trees, but it's in a flower pot. That is to say, even though it's only in the oxids, it's not in the ground itself, you're not allowed to do that. I will boycott this one with glowing buttons, but if instead of dirt in the flower pot, you want to put animal dung into the flower pot, nobody plants like that, so then you're allowed to test your seeds like that. There's a question whether you should see from this thing what the halacha would be about planting things in a flower pot on trees at all. The simple reading would be that you see from here that you're not allowed to plant things in flower pots on Shvi'is. But a little, much depends on whether the case over here, the otzit, is talking about an otzit nakov, otzit shein nakov, an otzit nakov, an otzit that has a hole in it, is considered to be in the ground, as opposed to an otzit nakov is usually not considered to be in the ground. So it's a question, there's a different opinion as to how to read this case. And from, depending on that, what rayas you have from here, about whether it's mutter otzit to plant things in an otzit on shvi'is, which has actually become a very practical question, for people using greenhouses, on trees, whether you are or not allowed to, and this question, the potential rise from this thing that we just read. B'sharnos on b'shvi'is, on matzoi shvi'is. And you could soak seeds on trees to be used on matzoi shvi'is. That means you're not planting them, you're just preparing them for planting, that's okay. U'makayman is ilui b'rosh agag, u'chayim kiyaski learned that what this means is, you're allowed to keep this ilui, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, this certain kind of a plant. And it's a plant, it's like a moss that grows on roofs, and you're allowed to keep it. Well, obviously, what's the point? What is he trying to say? The mission, the Gemara is trying to say is that usually if a person has svichin, things that grew on trees, they planted themselves and they started growing, you have to get rid of them on trees because with the Rabbanon, you have to get rid of them because of Chacham. People will think that you planted it, or people will go ahead and plant it and say it grew by itself. So the Chacham said svichin have to be taken out. But this thing, there's like moss which grows by itself on the roof. No one will think that you planted it. Everyone understands that it grows by itself. So the kindness that you would, Barosh Akai, can keep it there. For Loy Mashkana, somebody can't water them because you're not allowed to water plants on trees, even if they grew by themselves. So you're allowed to keep it, but you're not allowed to water it. Ain't Tuchin, Tuchin, Te'ena. You're not allowed to hang a Tuchin or a Tuchin on the Te'ena. What does that mean? Kate said, what does this mean? You're hanging something onto a fig tree. What is this thing? What you do is like this. You have a fig tree that's not growing, doing very well. So, Maisi Yichu de Te'ena Shotar, you take the vine or a sapling from a fig tree that is a branch from a Te'ena that is growing well, the Toliba, and you hang it on the tree that's not growing so well, for Amala, and then you say to the tree, Hada Abda, less Abda, this other tree is doing just a great job growing. And how come you're not growing? So you're sort of like embarrassing the tree into growing well. So the it says you're not allowed to do this. Ain't to untoy from the shot potato. You're not allowed to do it on shvi'is because you're making things grow. That is to say, the implication is that if you make something grow through a non-traditional way, you're not planting it or putting water or fertilizer, but you're making it grow just by sort of what they call derech seguli. So it said you're not allowed to do that on shvi'is. Didn't we learn about Elon Shuhumanaba Pirai? So if a tree is losing its fruit, okay, the fruits are falling off of it, what do you do? Circular or basikwa, you mark it up with this red marking, umatino say abano, you hang rocks in it, we put rocks on its base, umavasanle diavad, and then you scare it. I'm not sure what that means, but so you scare it, diavad, that it should do, that it should produce fruit, that the fruit should not fall off of it. When it makes food, it means that the fruit shouldn't drop off. So there it says that doing something that's, again, seguli, it's a kind of thing that works like sort of like indirectly or something through some kind of a spiritual, mystical way, you're allowed to do it on trees. That's the Gemara. Amri, the answer is Tamon. In that second case, the Lo Yitin Piroisov, I'm sorry, the Lo Yati Piroisov, that's the right case. The Lo Yati Piroisov, what you're doing is to keep it from losing its fruit. And as we know, we have a rule that on trees, when something is on us in the Rabbanon, then if it's done to prevent the loss of something that you have, it's mutter. So the reason why you're allowed to do this is because you want to keep it from losing the fruit that it already has. So things that are on us in the Rabbanon, malachas that are on us in the Rabbanon, like this, are allowed to be done to keep something from losing its what it has. But on Hocha, Yavabi Ketchila, over here, in the case of the Te'ena, it was a Te'ena tree that was not making fruit, trying to get it to grow fruit. So we're now allowed to be Malachas Rabbanon to get it to grow things in the future. You are allowed to do it, but it shouldn't lose what it has already. Okay. Then it says, Ein Akivin Dekolim, you're not allowed to graft palm trees, because it's a kind of planting. Now, the question is, isn't that obvious enough to do it? There was a mission early in the second paragraph that said that you're not allowed to the grafting is a kind of planting. So the Gemara explains, Shleitam, you shouldn't think Ruba, sorry, the way the Marfold learns is that since most of the tree is already grown and it doesn't really gain much from the fact that you grafted it, you might think that because of that it's mutter. So that's why this person has to say that it's also to claim that even so, it's considered planting. Now the Gemara just gives a list. She wants to explain part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, was that you should, in the Mishnah it said, we have a Besul Shukma, the normal way to cut it would be under 10th Vachem. So the Mishnah had said, what you should do is either cut it above 10th Vachem, or cut it to Gaimimim, or cut it down from the ground, which is also the not difficult way. So the implication is that the normal way to do it would be from like right off the stump up to 10th Vachem. That would be the normal way. So you do it down the stump or over 10th Vachem, and then you're doing it in an unusual way. So the Gemara is trying to explain that there's a Gemara from Basra, there's a Baisa that tells us that implies that the normal way to cut the shikma would be from 3 to 10th Vachem. So why does our Mishnah, so there's an implied question, is why does the Mishnah say you should cut it, in the Imara, you should cut it down to the ground, as if, let's say if you cut it one type of chotra, it would be no good. We have this other Baisa that implies that you are supposed to cut it to 3 Tvachim is where it starts, in which case cutting 1 or 2 Tvachim off the ground should be fine, because it's obvious it's not the way you usually cut it. So the Gemara explains that when the Mishnah says Mekayim Haaretz, it means Mishlosh Akesa Teisha Himas Nisa. Our Mishnah is telling us that 3 to 9 is the typical way that you cut it. The way the Gemara Fold learns is that it's really a suffix, but from 0 to 3 is, if that's the typical. So the real thing you do, the normal everybody does between 3 and 9, that's for sure what most people do. 3 and under, it's not so clear what's the right thing. So the Mishnah says you should either cut it above 10, that's no problem, or you should cut it or down to very close to the ground, because if you do that, then you're for sure safe. You haven't done it in a way that looks like you're trying to get it to regrow, and therefore, in that case, it's